Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to say I'm doing a bunch of shows around the place, so let's go through them now. If you're in Adelaide, come along to December 10. I'm at the Rhino Room at 7:30 doing the stand-up show, and then the next day at 3 o'clock, December 11, also at the Rhino Room with the first ever Don't You Know Who I Am in Adelaide, so make sure you come along. Bring your friends. Even people who haven't heard the podcast before. Let's fill the room. It'll be good. It'd be so nice to be in a room that's 100% capacity. Oh my God. If you're in Melbourne, I'm doing the birthday show the following week on December 18, 5:30, Comedy Republic. Capacity is all full, so there might be some tickets available. I'm not sure because it's not my ticketing, it's their ticketing. And I think there might be 20 seats available if you're on the wait list. So good luck. Tickets at joshearl.com.au for both these shows. Also, if you're in Melbourne, January 22, I'm doing my kids' show, Humankind, at Comedy Republic. And Brisbane, I know it's a fair way away. It's 5 months away. But I'm doing the shows May 14, May 15 at the Brisbane Powerhouse as part of the Comedy Festival up there. Always fun to get up there. And by the time that show is on, this podcast will no longer be weekly. It'll only be available monthly on Patreon. So if you want to hear it, go to patreon.com/dykwia. patreon.com/dykwia. Every week you get a brand new episode of Top 5. I put that up there as well. This week's one I did with Frankie McNair, where we're talking about childhood TV shows. Last week's one with Tim Clark, also very, very funny, where we were talking music. It's very dumb. It's very silly. Make sure you go and listen to both of them. That's all I need to say. Thank you, everyone, for leaving 5-star reviews on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Thanks, everyone, who's been sharing the podcast around. Only 17 more after this. Ooh, we're counting down. Hey, also keep a lookout on my socials. We'll be doing the best ofs at the end of the year. Over Christmas, we'll release the best ofs of the year. And because we're finishing up, maybe even do best of all time. So there'll be two separate separate polls running at the same time. Anyway, enough from me. Enjoy this episode, episode 282, with Conchetta Carista, Sam Torton, Sammy J, and D. Fidge. Hello, and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a senior tender specialist in Brisbane, but the one we have here is comedian and broadcaster, Sammy J. Yay!
Hello, friends.
Hey, Sammy. How you doing?
Good, man. Really good and excited to be here because I think since I last did the pod, I think I've sort of joined Twitter.
Oh, have you? I didn't even look up Twitter because I didn't think you were on there.
Oh, I've been off chops.
What I did notice, though, is that in your day job as host of Breakfast on 774 in Melbourne, you shocked a lot of your listeners by putting up your vax card that had your actual name on it.
Yeah, people were, and not just the listeners, the world at large, shocked to discover there is a surname that comes after the J, which is already confusing enough because I've got, there are three other Sam McMillans in the entertainment industry in Australia. Yep. So I had to explain, I really wrestled with the idea of getting a surname. I knew there was a lot of resistance to it based on the scientific sort of evidence, but I decided I'd just go ahead and get a surname anyway because I had weighed up the risks.
Is Sam Mack, is he Sam Mack Weatherman?
Is he Sam Mack Weatherman is a Sam McMillan, and we were once booked into the same hotel on the same night for different functions, and they'd cancelled one of the bookings because they assumed it was a double booking. So one of us was left.
Did you share a room?
No, I think he's on commercial TV, so I just got booted. That's the pecking order.
Could have been the start of a lovely friendship.
Could have been. Yeah. Instead, it's an arch nemesis situation. Mm.
Also joining us is a writer for television, print, radio, and last week had Twitter user Pete Smith state, "Has there ever been a more guardian name than Deirdre Fidge?" Can you please welcome the aforementioned Deirdre Fidge? Yay!
Woo!
Has there been a more guardian name? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I think it's a great name.
And I'm the only one in the world with this name. Like, it's pretty fucked. Like, I wouldn't want anyone else to have it. But it's exciting being the only person.
Well, here's a guy whose name is Pete Smith. Like, he can't be taking pot shots at people. That's like,
yeah.
That's the name you. Pete? That's the name you put down when you like, I'll come up with a better name for the character later, but we'll just have that as a placeholder.
Let's roast him. Let's cyberbully him.
Yeah, fuck him. All right, our next guest, in an effort to get her name on her Instagram, has harassed not only the Conchetta Caristo who has it, but also 20 of her friends. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Conchetta Caristo. Yay. Yeah,
thank you. I feel like I have the most guardian name.
Conchetta Caristo.
Exotic, beautiful, literary, you know? No one's talking about it.
So hopefully I didn't say that too far. So what you've done is you want this Instagram handle.
Yeah.
So you looked up the person and then you found 20 of this person's friends and was trying to convince them, hey, tell your mate to give me the Conchetta.
It's some bitch in Italy who refuses to talk to me, refuses to haggle, refuses to understand my plight in show business. And so I'm stuck. I'm stuck as Conchetta Worldwide for the rest of my life and no one will ever take me seriously.
Yeah, the at Josh Earl on Twitter, I think he only tweeted twice. Once was like, what's this Twitter about? And the other one was about a food item he ate and that was it.
And you still get asked about that food tweet all the time.
It sucks. I hate it. And finally, is a comedian who shares his name with a volunteer firefighter in New Zealand. Can you welcome back to the podcast? It's Sam Taunton.
Thank you, Josh. That's good to know. There's one good Sam Taunton out there in the world.
Still doing good in the world.
Do you know, it's funny that there's a good one because I was just in JB Hi-Fi before I came here. And I had to buy like a keyboard, but I was looking at aerial antenna plugs, but then I got sidetracked. Someone rang me and I accidentally stole this bracket, this like thing for my, it's $7.99. You guys can see it on the Zoom. I'm a thief. And the guy like checked my receipt and I was like angry because I was like, I'm not stealing anything. And then got home to find out I stole something. So, anyway.
Didn't the alarm go off?
There was no alarm. No alarm.
Wow, this is a smoke and mirrors.
Get in there, get some stuff. They're not going to care.
Are you going to bring it back or is it just find us keepers now?
It's such a great question, Sammy. I think, because I literally just found it as I sat down to do the podcast then.
At a profit. Well,
if one of you guys would like to buy it, the options.
I'll give you $10.
I'll give you $25.
Are you kidding? It cost me $7.95. Yeah. So yes.
Well, it cost you nothing.
It didn't cost you anything, actually.
Well, no. It cost me the emotional turmoil of being a thief and understanding who I am now. But I think I am going to – I will tell – what I'll do, I'm going to tell you guys that I'm going to – and the listeners that I'm taking it back. But I will keep it and use it.
You should donate it to the firefighter, the good Sam.
Oh, that's a great idea, but I won't do it. I'll bunk it.
Bunnings accidentally refunded me $200 a couple of weeks ago because I wanted like a $25 refund from a big order and someone obviously just mucked up. And so I was like, well, that's wrong. Sat with it for a day, wrote back and said, here's what's gone wrong. Never heard back. And where I draw the line is I'm not going to like spend extra time out of my day trying to go on their phone system. Like I wrote full. So now I think I'm in a situation where I have profited from Bunnings.
This is fun. Are we all just confessing to crimes now?
Yeah, I do. So. What have you done?
Yeah, let's go down. I did a hit and run yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
My crime is that I'm incredibly beautiful and talented.
Oh,
guilty.
Yes.
My wife, she...
got hit and run yesterday.
Speaking of beautiful and talented, my wife, she was getting Invisalign and she was doing it in quarterly payments. And then on the third one, they said, great, you're all paid up. You don't have to pay anymore. Even though she knew she had like another $2,000 to pay.
Oh,
no. Got away with it.
Oh, that's
incredible.
That's what it's all about.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that lady a few years ago, the bank, I think the Commonwealth Bank accidentally transferred her $24 million. Or maybe it was like $250,000. And she spent it. She was like, okay. And they put her in prison.
Yeah.
She thought she would get away with it. And she like spent it all. It might have been $200,000, not $24 million. But she like spent it up big, went partying, went around the world and stuff. And then they were like, you have to give the money back. And she's like, it's gone. And like thinking that'd be the end of it. And then they're like, well, we're going to arrest you for stealing.
I'm going to report Sammy J so that Bunnings go after him.
Yeah, but I've got the email trail, Conchetta. So, you know, I will take that all the way to the High Court. on a moral superiority ground.
All right. Our first game in today's program is called Social Media, where I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote these, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person actually wrote it. If you're incorrect, so you can't buzz in for your own. Here we go. Question one. No JobKeeper for me. And then they post a photo of a Facebook message saying, I'll pay you $1,000 to see you nude.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Taunton?
It was Taunton, yes. It was Sam Taunton. Point there for Conchetta.
Well done, Conchetta.
Because yeah. I sent that to him.
Hang on. Collusion. You've all done the pod together. I'm brought in as the stooge.
How much would it cost, Sam?
Oh, it's a great... Well, $1,000.
$1,000? That's your number?
No. It would cost... I don't know. Probably not even $1,000. I didn't think it was a genuine offer. Like, if it was... I would probably do it for $500. I mean, it's not that good. I've seen myself naked. It's not that good. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't, like, you know what I mean? It's like... It's hard to comprehend that someone would part with $1,000. So, the answer is yes. I remember Ash Williams used to tell me crazy stories about things he would do. People would message him like that, but he would just do it and take it up. Yeah, so it's like, I mean, if that's your wheelhouse, go for it, I guess. But maybe not for me. I've got my own stuff.
Last year, I wrote speaking of Guardian, I wrote an article for The Guardian about being unemployed and how it sucks and stuff. And someone DM'd me on Instagram and was like, I'll give you $25 for 5 nudes.
What?
And I was like, I'm unemployed, but also like, don't like be a little bitch. Like that's a shit offer.
That's horrible.
But that's so my, bad. that's my value.
You should go to like the ACCC for that. That's insane, not legal.
That's not even enough for a personalized selfie, really.
No. Yeah. And yeah, five different, I was like, oh man.
Because I once, a friend of mine
five
once
is
asked
so
me,
many.
It's a lot.
A friend once asked me how much would it cost for me, as in like, what would I do for some, to be some like, an old man's kind of boy toy, like for a year-long thing.
You mean like just a servant or like a sexual boy toy?
Well, I had stipulations. I said on his birthday, I would do stuff. But then the rest of the time, I'll just go to like dinners and stuff like that and just, you know. And I said
Josh. Like that's what I thought. To think that on your feet is so good. I would have been like, I would fucking fuck
away,
every day.
Like, here's my contract.
I said 80,000.
What?
That's so cool.
And they were like, that is way too low. And I'm like, what are you talking about? $80,000 to do nothing? Like, I would do it for $80,000.
Was this a real offer?
Is this real?
You got like family to consider. So you need to, the figure needs to be big enough to convince the family that.
Well, this was before family. This was when I was like 24.
Was this a live-in? Wow. Would you be like a live-in?
Yeah, well, I was thinking I didn't have to pay for rent.
And then on the birthday, you would, quote, do stuff.
Yeah.
Do stuff.
You know, like a collage or an escape room.
But I wouldn't do it now. But at 24.
The whole relationship sounds like an escape room, to be honest. Just trying to find a way out.
But they're like, oh, no, you'd charge $1 million. I'm like, who thinks they're that worth $1 million just to do that? Like, get over yourself.
How did this end? You need to tell the rest of the story.
Oh, no, this was just a hypothetical, Conchetta. It wasn't like a real person.
What? I thought, what the fuck? Fuck you. This is a real thing. Yeah, it's not me. It's Fidge, Taunton, our mouths are open. We're like, this is the dream.
So, Josh, I have a real... So, when I used to work at a golf course in Vermont South near Glen Waverley, right?
Yep.
And there was a man there called... He was a member, and one day he offered me $50,000 to go to China and marry a lady who's already married, so then she could get a visa and then in 2 years bring her the rest of her family over to Australia. And I was like 22, and I was like seriously considering doing it. I was like 50 grand, but it would have meant like a bit of time in China lying to government officials and pretending I was deeply connected to a 42-year-old Chinese lady that couldn't speak English.
You could have had a beautiful life together.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. That's who knows where I would have been.
All right, question.
In China, yeah.
Question two. Yeah, sex is great, but have you ever watched a really loud fly enter an open window and then exit the same window on its own?
D?
Yes, D.
Oh, I was going to... was that Conchetta?
It was Conchetta. Point there for D.
Pretty true, isn't it?
Good.
It's true, and it's fly season at the moment, so I'm really vibing that one. It's horrible. I hate flies.
I had a wasp come in to a window the other day and just enter and then leave on its own. It was real fun.
Yeah, it's better than sex. That's what I say.
All right, next question. I am a bin.
Okay, Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
No offense, Fidge.
No, it's Sam Taunton.
Because it's really? True for Taunton, but offense? I thought it's funnier for in Fidge many ways to I say am, that. Though.
So I actually literally told someone yesterday that I was a bin. So it's like it's fine. It's also true.
We can all be
bins.
I didn't think Taunton was that self-aware, so I didn't believe he could tweet something like that.
Absolutely shush. I know. I don't even know the context in what I said I am a bin in, but I reckon it would have been empowering and self-appraising and probably inspired all my followers.
I think
clarify, Sam, right now, in the present day, are you indeed a bin?
No, I'm I think this goddamn country is a bin. But sorry, that was my political
self right now.
No, I think I'm the opposite of bin.
What's the opposite of a bin?
A recycling receptacle.
No, that's a bin.
It's something you
it's
keep.
Not the opposite. Yeah.
No, maybe it's like I'm the thing the thing
supermodel.
Before it's used that gets thrown into the bin.
You're a sort of uneaten icy pole.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy of what I am. I'm an uneaten icy pole.
Question 4. I shaved my chest for tonight.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
I just want to throw Sammy J in the mix.
You are correct, Conchetta.
Yes!
It was Sammy J, yes.
Was that true, Sammy?
Well, yeah, but you know, you went out on a limb there because, of course, it presupposes that there was hair to begin with, and I appreciate your confidence in my ability to grow it. But I did have to shave my chest for a sketch about a swimmer during the Olympics. And I'd never done it before, so it was a real, real new thing.
Wow. Did you keep it up?
No, I'd never do it again. And it was just, you know... Well, I made the mistake because I was then working with my radio colleagues, who are all women, and I spent about 7 seconds whinging about how itchy it was shaving, and then I shut the fuck up.
Oh, are you hairy, Sammy?
Well, no. I'm sort of like a little newborn chicken, but I got, you know, for those who are on the
Zoom. That's
great. It's all down the middle. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, like, you know how girls contour their cleavage? That's what Sammy J's got in hair. Right down the middle. That's awesome.
This has got to be, it's the only fans app of the podcast,
yeah.
This one.
Yep. Get if up anyone on wants to send me $25 for some selfies, I'm
Question 5. We can find moments of beauty in any situation. We just need to notice. Look out the window. Can you see a woman? That's my neighbour Deb. Yes, she's fallen down, but look past her. Do you see the cat? I fucking hate him.
Sammy T.
Yes, Sam T.
Sorry, D.
Yes, you are correct. Point there.
Yeah,
tools.
I guess that too.
That was Guardian stuff right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, guys.
5-star tweet.
That's bullshit. I think I was meant to be at work and I was bored.
Do you really
that's
have a neighbour Deb?
Behind the curtain.
That's what everyone wants to know. Do you have a neighbour Deb?
I don't. I've recently moved into my own flat and I'm trying to befriend all my neighbours. Yeah. And I've befriended one, a lady called Vicky. She might be able to hear me. Oh, but okay. I went over there for a wine the other night.
Cool.
And it was so nice. I was like, this is fantastic. But the first thing you see is a big glass cabinet full of porcelain dolls.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say porn. I'm like, that's awesome.
It could be. It could be to her, you know. It's all subjective.
See, you know how right now you're whispering because you're worried that she might hear you, but this is going to be then online with her name attached to it for her to download in her own time?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I know, very interesting.
She could play
point.
It to the dolls. They would love it.
Yeah.
She'd be like, hey, she's talking about you. Listen to the woman
and they're all
on
like,
the phone.
Aw. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Next question. Washing my multivitamin down with a packet of Tim Tams.
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy J.
Conchetta.
You are correct. Shit. Yes, point there for Sammy J.
I'm offended that you could tell that about me. Is it my grey complexion and my back knee, Sammy J?
I thought the points worked where because you nominated me for the hairy chest thing, then I just had to like throw you one back.
Yeah,
absolutely. I didn't even hear what the comment was. Can't remember. I thought it was about shaving chest.
How many multivitamins you're on, Conchetta?
Oh, I mean, I would go through not that many, like 3. I think they're a scam.
Yeah.
Can I say that? They're a fucking scam. But you do feel like in this culture, that's what everyone's posting about on the gram, and you feel behind if you're not taking them. But the main one I take is a multivite.
I have a friend who's an osteo. No. Osteo? No. What's the one that talks about your food intake?
Dietitian?
Dietitian?
Not a dietitian. It's more holistic than that. It's like naturopath. Oh. Naturopath.
Oh, you mean a fake? My mum was a naturopath. Oh.
Yeah.
Sick accidental mum burn.
I have to go.
So sorry.
I have to go call my mum. They're talking about you again, Catherine.
Well, he's a naturopath.
Naturopaths are actually great.
The only thing you really need is fish oil and vitamin D.
Shut.
No, that is true. As a son of a naturopath that we all respect on this podcast.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Great profession.
She told me, and growing up, I would have fish oil tablets, vitamin B, and then I would do a liquid shot of echinacea every morning. And then she and I just never got sick.
Wow. Mm. So fish oil and vitamin D. Well, I have a boyfriend, so I'm getting one of those. But I'm...
She's on fire.
Fish. He's fishy.
He's a fisherman.
He honestly stinks and he eats a lot of salmon, so I'm getting a lot of fish oil somehow.
Getting all your omegas.
Question 7. Mask off, no capacity limits, perch in an office doorway, just like old times.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Deidre.
No, that's Sammy J. Point there for Sammy.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a thing going on, Conchetta, but we didn't. Oh, I thought you and I were really in sync.
No. I don't want to seem obsessed with you, so I have to sort of throw it around.
Just play it cool, yeah. Just throw Sam's mum under a bus. And
Why were you in the doorway, Sammy? There's a photo to this.
Oh, yeah. It was like the day that we could have masks off in the office, and I have an office job at the moment, and so it was a great joy to me. And unrelated to that, I remembered the art of wall walking. So does anyone else do this when you get into a door frame? This is like all I did as a kid. And you push your back, and then you put your legs up, and you can just walk up the door frame. Yeah. Like right,
yes.
And it overcame me in the moment. And I remembered it's been like 25 years since I did this. And it was still a sweet party trick.
Yeah. How did your ankles hold up?
Pretty, what do you...
Well, I
don't know if you're... Sorry, Dee, we haven't... I've only just met... My ankles are sort of pretty well known around town. Fairly sturdy and reliable.
I just don't think... I think I would just crumble to dust.
Well, the higher you get, the scarier is the thought of getting back down. So, like, I've got the hunger. I now want to find a large door, maybe like the entrance to a church or something, and just get stuck up there.
Cathedral,
you're
just at the top.
Yeah.
All right, question...
Oh, sorry. Can I just say, you know those documentaries where it's like a guy wants to walk through on a line in New York City? Oh,
man on wire. Yeah.
That's you next, but in your office.
Have you seen that documentary, Conchetta? The Man on Wire documentary?
I think a bit, but I couldn't have a great recall of it.
It's great. And then there's one weird thing, which I'm like, why is this in the movie? So he does he walks on the wire. It all goes to plan. He like comes down. He's like, full of adrenaline, and then goes, and then I just grabbed a woman off the street and we booked ourselves into a hotel and had sex, even though he had a girlfriend who supported him all through this, helped him like do the thing, and he goes, no, I just grabbed this random woman and it was beautiful and I just got all this adrenaline out and then went off again.
Is he French?
That's a lie.
Yeah, he's French. Yes.
But is that quite a sexy, is walking on a wire a sexy profession? Like, who's this woman that was just into it straight away?
Just instantly horny seeing a guy do that.
Yeah.
Like, a guy, like,
I've never
life.
Seen a rope that thin. Fuck me.
And had she even been watching, or did he just have to like tell her and hope she believed he'd just done it?
But it is such a weird, because all through the documentary, you're like, oh, this guy's eccentric. I like this guy. And then you do it and it's like, oh, amazing. And then he goes, oh, and then I just cheated on my girlfriend with a random stranger. And
this is what,
yeah.
You're a good man. You're a good man, Joshua. That a beautiful. I'm glad you were triggered by that. Turn it off. It's trash.
All right. Question 8. Would rather crash my car in the rain than use the strongest wiper setting in case other drivers think I'm being overdramatic?
Sam.
Yes,
Kenny.
Sam.
D. Ken, was that D?
No. You were going to say Conchetta.
You were going to say me.
No. I thought you then were like, no, D yelled in front of me. No, my answer is Conchetta. Is that correct?
No, it's D. So a point there for D. When you said Sam T, I thought you were saying Sam D. So
Oh no! I'm not that clever to confuse you. But no, my answer was Conchetta. But that seems wrong. It was D with the wiper blade issue.
No, it was D, and I agree with you, D.
This is based in fact. Like, it's just such a risk anytime I drive in the rain, because I get also turning on my blinkers when it's like dusk. I'm like, I don't want them to be like, well, who does she think she is? She needs to see everything, you know, like calm the fuck down, you know? So
you're more about optics than road safety.
1000%. Yeah.
How are you with your high beams on?
No, that's what I've nearly driven off a cliff like several times. I grew up in the country.
So
get
funny.
The high beams on straight away. No. That's what they're there for.
I don't want to accidentally, what if someone's going for a walk and then they're like, oh, who's this? Get out of my face. And I'm, you know. I'm just like, do-do-do-do-do.
Can I say one of the great joys in driving is when someone else is flashing the other person who has their high beams on.
Yeah.
So, and then you, could yeah. you are allowed to. You can be like, fuck you, like that. And it's quite passive, but it makes you feel quite nice.
Yeah. Another thing that my brother used to do is when the speed cameras were first introduced, people would flash their lights
yes!
to the drivers coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I love that.
But my brother would drive all the time and just flash his lights all the time, even though there wasn't any speed camera, and just try and slow down everyone.
Well, it's a safety thing.
Un-Australian, Josh.
Hey, blame
like a
Jason
safety
Earl.
Vigilante going around yeah. making people drive the speed limit.
All right. Question 9, if I let you into traffic and you don't do a little wave, I will follow you home and force you to cook me a casserole.
Sammy J?
Yes, Sammy J.
Sam Taunton.
No, that's D as well. Another point there for the D.
Oh, that's so good.
Sending
I'm
a lot of tweets
driving
in the car.
Lately. Yeah. And doing not much else.
Tweeting in the car, hit and running and doing a podcast. That's the D-Fidge story.
And our final question for this round, asking all your exes, are you okay on Are You Okay Day and hoping they say no.
D.
Yes, D.
Is that Conchetta?
It is Conchetta. She's nodding. Conchetta was nodding.
That is fantastic.
That's so funny. That. Conchetta laughs at her own tweet. Yeah. She's like, oh, the biggest giveaway. She's like, that still holds up.
I hope they're all thinking about me still.
Totally.
All right. At the end of that first round, the scores are Sammy, Taunt, and Conchetta all on 2 points. Been in the lead on 4 points is D.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this round is called Holiday, It Would Be So Great. Now, we've all had holidays, and sometimes they're great, and sometimes they're not so great. And this round, we talk about those times we wish we could forget. And today, we're talking about a young Deirdre Fidge. Now, Dee was travelling through Greece when she thought she would try a local delicacy. But what happened that made the kitchen staff all laugh at her? Was it A, they had the olive oil in a wine decanter on the table, and Dee poured it into her glass thinking it was just extra thick wine. So that's A. B, the entire meal was cold and D just assumed it must have been a regional thing. It was only after she'd finished it did the staff realise they'd forgot to heat it and had just given it to her straight out of the fridge. Or C, they served her tarama salata, which is a fish roe dip, that looked super, super creamy. D thought it was a milky drink and went to drink it straight from the little vessel, the cup. The wait staff stopped her mid-sip as they brought her the flatbread to dip in it. Now, one of these is correct. You can ask as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, Dee wants you to get it incorrect, so she gets your point. You don't have to answer altogether. You can answer individually. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Wow.
When you drank the, what was it, fish spawn or...
Yeah, the fish sauce.
The fish sauce. So how long were you drinking it for before the flatbread was brought out?
It was mid-sip, so they came over and...
But like the sip is quite quick, so you're saying they came over in half a second?
Well, yeah, because I was holding it, and they were like, "Why is she holding that?" Because they were bringing out the bread.
Yep. And did you just pick? They put it on the table, and you because I assume the bread would quickly follow it out. It's not like they had to go prepare the bread. So then they put it on, and straight away you just picked it up to drink it, like they had put down.
Oh, I'd been drinking wine. In my defense, it was with my partner, and we were like half pissed. So we were like, "Yeah, sick. We're having a holiday, eating, drinking. Things were coming out. Yeah, it was all happening."
Wait. What receptacle is the tarama salata in?
Well, that's what the confusing thing. It was in like a goblet.
A goblet? That's bullshit.
And the wine, but it was, no, this is in a tiny little regional town and the wine came in like, I don't have a glass, like a tumbler glass. So the whole thing was a bit higgledy-piggledy, right?
Wow.
So yeah. With option A, with the wine then, did that also come out in a small tumbler glass?
Yes.
And you mistook it for wine still, even though it didn't look like wine?
Well, yeah, I was just eating and drinking and bloody... Can I just say, this would work a lot better if you all just trusted me.
Yeah.
Wait,
trust me. All your little questions, you know, like, who do you think you are?
I do find myself getting offended on your behalf, Dee, because I wrote two of these lies. And I'm saying that the line of questioning is also questioning this saying it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's about your integrity.
Yeah,
the question.
If this was a fictional novel, it would be a bad one from what I'm getting here. No, what's the middle lie? What's the middle scenario?
The food was cold, but she ate it anyway.
I mean, that's
Josh, we should have let her answer that question to see if she could have done it, and then that would have.
I need someone on my side.
Maybe rack off, Josh. Let us interrogate.
I need someone on my side for this. And I, every time I'm on this podcast, I get really sweaty because I'm a really bad liar.
Hey, oh, it's so hard. When you were traveling, what was the most embarrassing thing that happened to you when you were traveling?
Oh, actually, I got a UTI in Spain.
Well,
but that's unrelated.
But no embarrassment or shame in that.
Yeah.
No. You ate a frozen meal?
I hate this. Sorry, go.
So
I'm loving
how
this.
Frozen was it? Was it?
It wasn't frozen. It was just cold.
And what's the meal?
It was what's it called?
Good question, Conchetta.
The layered cream de lime. Moussaka, the layered thing that looks like it's like a lasagna.
Mm. Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's nothing like a lasagna.
And it was just a perfect cube of it, and I was like, this is cold. But then I was trying
to be a big country city person, being like, you just thought maybe they eat cold lasagna in the country.
100%.
Because they're freaks and you're better than country people. Is that was your mindset?
No, it's that like I would never be that person who's like, this is cold, this must be wrong.
Yeah.
It's in the last podcast we established that I had lived in my share house for a year and didn't know how to use the oven. So I'm not exactly what you'd call a foodie, guys.
But imagine drinking olive oil. Can I just say to the boys, I know we're not on all the same team. We want to guess our own way. But to me, the most normal thing that seems realistic to me is the cold food. Do you know what I mean? However, is that a red herring? Because how insane
moussaka,
is it for?
I think, wasn't it?
moussaka. Yeah. Also, Taunton, you're Greek. You should be taking the lead on the pronunciation.
Culturally Greek. You know, not really Greek. You know, culturally appropriate Greek culture. We should be doing, instead of interrogating Dee, we should be interrogating Josh Earle. As he pointed out, he wrote two of these lines. Let's find the flaws in him, you know.
Yeah, I would love
what
this.
What would he, maybe
personally,
Josh
get
is
some
the
heat
kind
off
of
for
person
me for a sec.
That
leave me alone.
The fish spawn or whatever, you know, maybe he's done that before.
Did you notice I stumbled on the pronunciation of the fish roe dip too?
That was just, not just
Tara Masalata, yeah.
Tara Masalata.
Oh, these mind games. I can't do it.
What are we thinking, Sam? You go first. Sam Taunton.
I'm going to lock in. I think the answer is B. I think the cold meal.
All right. Sammy J, what do you think?
I'm going to lock in A because that's the thing that I would absolutely do. And I just question the cold plate a waiter would have noticed if the meal was meant to be hot.
All right. And Conchetta.
For me, I'm going to be fun and go the one that the boys haven't said. So
you go C.
C.
All right, the correct answer was B, the cold food.
Fuck, shit, pussy ass. Oh, God damn it.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Conchetta.
Yeah, pussy ass.
Pussy ass.
So 2 points for D, 1 point for Sam. Okay. So D, what was the food that you ate that was cold?
It was the moussaka.
Oh, it was the moussaka. Just was like...
And I was like so embarrassed and I was trying to Google and my boyfriend was like, I don't think you meant to eat that. Don't eat it. It's cold. And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, oh, I was just trying to Google it. Had no reception. And then... I heard all this laughter, and they all came over, and they're like, "This is his first day. He didn't fucking heat up your meal."
Oh my God.
I'd already eaten like half of it.
I knew it.
Then he just heated up the same portion that I'd already been nibbling on like some sort of sick rat, and then gave it back to me, which I ate obviously, and was like, "Compliments of the chef." And it was just a wonderful ordeal all around.
You know what's even more crazy to me? That Sammy J says he would drink olive oil thinking it's wine. That's crazy.
the consistency. Have you ever had wine?
Response if people do that sort of thing, like once someone once accidentally served half a glass of dessert wine as well, because it was their bad. But you know, if someone does something confidently, even if they're fucking up, I'll just go with it.
Yeah,
totally.
Not good.
Mm.
All right. So at the end of that round, the scores are Sammy and Conchetta still on 2 points, Taunts on 3 points, but extending her lead on 6 points is D.
Ooh, good bidding. You can
Operation
do it.
Operation Bring Down Fidge.
Oh. All right, we are going to take a short break. We'll be back after these messages.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If everything is true, you'll say yeah. If everything's a lie, you'll say nah. You'll point if you're right, a point to the person who the story may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you can ask me as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong. So here we go. To Sam. Now, Conchetta was once introduced on stage as Cornetto Christmas, and it made her laugh so much she had to bring it up on stage. Backstage, though, the MC told her she was being unprofessional to call him out on stage like that. Yeah or nah?
Is this directed at me?
That's you, Sam Torton. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, and I'm allowed to ask Conchetta questions about this?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry,
can.
I mean Cornetto. I'm allowed Cornetto to ask Christmas questions. So what gig was this?
I was on tour with Lauren. We were in, what's that place where like Mel Buddle lives? Like Queensland. It was
Ipswich.
Somewhere. Mel Buddle was on the gig and it was at an RSL at like one of those, you know, based comedy gigs.
Oh, on the Gold Coast.
Sorry, yes, the Gold Coast.
And you then brought it up on stage.
Obviously, like this happens all the time that people get, even people who know me get my name wrong. They're like, Conchetta Carista or blah, blah, blah. And this one was so insane that I had to be like, okay, that is so fucking not my name. Yeah. And leads into my opener.
Yeah, I'm saying yeah. I 100% think this is real.
You're going to say yeah? Sam, yeah. It was a lie.
You're crazy.
Pussy ass. Yeah, pussy ass. Lying. What?
But
I got lost in your eyes then, Conchetta. I was like, this is the most engaging story. I felt I was there at the Dog and Parrot Tavern on the Gold Coast with you.
That was the place. So that, can I just say, I've learned about lying and this can help everyone in the future because, Fidge, just like you, I'm a terrible liar because we have hearts of gold. Sorry, true. But I learned that you have to base your lie in some truth. So I did do a real gig there and I was with Lauren and there was a comic who like was a bit of an asshole to me and told me to be quiet or something. And so I just made him the character in my brain. And I can't believe it. As if anyone's calling me Christmas. You're racist just because I'm Italian. You think
me?
That my name... Yeah. Oh, you appropriate Greece and
sorry
you...
for just following you down the river. Next time you ask me to do something, I'm going to be like, this is a lie. I'm not racist. Leave me alone.
Sorry. Okay. No more.
Great. So a point there for Conchetta. Now, to Sammy. Now, Sammy J, this is. Once while playing golf, Sam saw an old couple cornered by a mob of kangaroos. The husband was yelling at the wife to just calmly walk through them, but she was too scared. Sam and his friend who was playing golf yelled out loudly if they could help, and the old guy yelled, fuck off. Sam and his mate said, we're only trying to help, when the wife yelled out, leave us alone. And Sam realised that the old people were yelling at the kangaroos and not Sam and his friend. Yeah or nah?
What's your handicap at golf, Sam?
Four.
Yes,
that's good. Four. I thought you went all as in
I thought you went all. I thought it was over and done. Oh, full like pussy ass
rowing,
material.
Rowing,
yeah.
Wrong yeah. sport. No, four handicap. You know, I swing the club now and again.
What's your favourite course?
Sam, my favourite course in where this in Australia?
In Australia, Sam.
My favourite course would be, I mean, I have never played, probably St Andrews Beach on the peninsula. I've wanted to play Royal Melbourne for years, the composite course, but never been, and also you can't play it out of competition time. But I would say St Andrews Beach on the peninsula or New South Wales Golf Club in Sydney, which, fun fact, Conchetta's boyfriend Ben, his dad is a member at.
Preferred brand of golf club?
My Titleist is my set of golf clubs at the moment, but I'd be open to trying something new.
Where were the kangaroos?
This story happened at Sanctuary Point Golf Course on the south coast of New South Wales on the 12th hole. It's a small dog leg, and there was like, and so quite often there's kind of like, it's like bush near the ocean, and they kind of often like just chill in the bush to the left side of the 12th hole at Sanctuary Point Golf Club. Once also, fun fact, on that hole, my friend Ben Chapcott hit a kangaroo it was awful. It started bleeding.
Not a fun fact. Opposite of what a fun fact is.
Well, as I launched into the story, I forgot it didn't have a in my head it was a memory. I didn't realize it was quite a bad memory.
Well, in your head it was a fun fact. So that says a lot about you. You are the bad Sam.
Yeah, it's the bad
set. You play off four. Could, if you get down to scratch, like no handicap, could you turn pro at your age, or is already you too old to go pro?
Well, no, I could. I mean, I could. You definitely can, but whether you'll make any money is so it's like I could declare myself a professional now in the same way an open mic comedian could declare themselves a professional comedian. But whether they will get success is kind of like I could be pro now, but I can't play. Like, I wouldn't be able to play with the members in a members comp, if that makes sense.
That's what should happen in comedy, okay? You should have, like, all right, this room, okay, in a five-minute set, you'll get 30 laughs, okay? That's what a pro would get. And so when you first start, they give you 25 laughs at the top, and if you can get 5 laughs in that first 5 minutes, all right, that's your handicap.
A handicapping system would be unreal. That's awesome.
And imagine if you get 30 laughs, you get, like, those jackets, like those guys who do SNL, like, 5 times get. How cool would that be?
Oh, fuck off. No, I just wanted to test that. See, Sam's laughing now. He wasn't too put out by that. And that's what you claimed the man said to you on the golf
course. Oh, no. But look, this is a completely different story. Well, I mean, this is a funny story about handicapping.
No, sure. It's fun is all well and good. But on a serious matter of your honesty, particularly in the context of this podcast, you claimed that the wife and the man, the woman and the husband, both were talking to kangaroos, yet you, a wise, smart, funny, successful man, thought they were talking to you.
No, I also should point out that I was quite young in this story. I was probably 14. But they were also like, it's not uncommon for people to be walking through this golf course. It's quite public. So we thought they had just gone for a walk and had gotten trapped near the kangaroos.
And were telling beasts to fuck off.
Well, I mean, look, in moments, if I was getting attacked by a bear, Sammy, I would tell the bear to fuck off. I'd give it a go. Who knows? Maybe it's a bit sensitive to bad language.
Yeah. What do you think, Sammy?
Nah.
You're going to say nah? You are correct. That is not a true story.
Yes, I knew it. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Thought it was a good story, Sam.
Pussy ass. What are we saying? What's the slogan of the podcast?
Yeah, that's it. The slogan. All right. So to Conchetta. Now, Dee once sent a sext to a guy of her in bed, and he returned the text with a photo of his dad watching TV because he thought they were just sending photos of where they were to each other.
Oh my god, men are dumb. So like, I would not be surprised. Like, I send a sext to my partner, and he's like, "Great, awesome!" Like, just the worst. Men don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to say that I don't think Miss Fidge would ever lie because she wouldn't do that. She's a trustworthy person, and she's really bad at it. So I really want to just say, just go with my gut, one of the girlies, and say, "Yeah."
You gonna say yes right away? You are correct, Conchetta. That is a true story. Yes.
You just know what men are like.
I know men, I know women, I get it.
Yeah. This was like the first like sexy text message I sent to my ex-partner. And yeah, it wasn't like a full like, whoa, my legs in the air or anything. But I was just in bed wearing a nice little nighty situation. And yeah, that was the response. Like not even a text or anything, just a picture of his dad like sleeping on the couch watching TV. And I was like, all right, like that's an interesting response. I wasn't expecting that.
It does sound like a like comedy genius as well.
Yeah.
In many ways we were like the original Odd Couple. I wonder why we broke up.
Did you think it was still going when he sent the picture? Were you like, I'm not going to king shame, whatever. Like if the thing that turns you on is a weird photo of your dad, I guess I'll go with it.
You or reply, were you like... Yeah, you're like, yes, like to a third.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, this is our future. In 30 years' time, this could be us.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's grim.
All right. So I'll put there for Conchetta. Now, to D. For Sammy's 18th birthday party, he held it on a Sunday afternoon. It had absolutely no alcohol, and he paid someone to purposely dress up as a dodgy clown and just go around harassing the other guests. Yeah or nah?
Define harassing.
Nothing like particularly... what you define as, you know, upsetting or creepy, but certainly playing into the trope of a creepy clown, sort of, you know, walking around and getting close to people like, hey, are you going to have fun at the party? And just sort of, but more just like a bad child entertainer than anything more than that.
What colour were his shoes?
Can't recall, but he was dressed as a clown, had jeans on.
Yeah, jeans on?
Because it was, I grew up in Frankston, D. It was like, you know, it was my mate, brother's mate, who was just happy to take $50 and come and dress as a creepy clown on request.
And so what was your goal of this? It was just to upset and distress your friends?
No, well, that was the result, but the intention and the goal, Dee, was to entertain and surprise and delight people with my wacky, absurd shenanigans.
Oh, do you know what? I reckon this is true.
You're going to say yeah?
Yeah.
You are correct. It is a true story. Yeah, put it there for Dee.
Wow. Fully true. She gets it. Still got the VHS tape of the event.
Sam, wow.
Who's that guy?
Sam, did you not drink at your 18th?
No, well, it was a Sunday. I didn't drink. Like, I didn't start drinking till just the end of year 12. I was very late to that as a thing,
and then
of course overcompensated on my little gap year away and disgraced myself in the UK, like people do. But because everyone else was having drinking parties, I thought the fun way of going around that would just be to hold like a comedy party, basically an 18-year-old dress-up party in July in Melbourne outside.
I love that. Are you still in touch with the clown?
Clown Is became a police officer, and I'm still in touch with him.
Biggest clowns of all, eh?
Yep.
All Can we clowns put that are quote, bastards.
Put that
right?
quote online right now from Deidre Fidge.
Yes. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Taunts and Sammy both on 3 points. Conchetta's on 4 points, but in the lead still on 7 points is Dee.
Loving this.
All right, this is the final round. It's called Hoo-Hoo. In this round, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Question one. Who recently found a diary entry from when they were a child where they had watched the first half of The Lion King 5 times in one day?
Sammy T.
Yes, Sammy T.
I think that was D.
No, it was Sammy J. A point off towards.
God, it's risk-reward, isn't it?
What happened, Sammy? Why were you only watching the first half?
I don't know. Like, I found this diary all day long, 5 times watching it, but on the hour, so I clearly didn't finish the movie. And then at one point, I took a 2-hour break and went to Keringle Hub in Frankston, and I still don't know what I was doing there. A mystery for the ages.
So in the first half of the film, is it you just like Scar becoming king and going, I'm fine.
Watching Mufasa die. Yeah. And then I actually, when I put it up, everyone was coming up with like theories on my Facebook page, and I actually went back to Disney Plus and checked out at the 60-minute mark exactly is Can You Feel the Love Tonight with Nala and Simba falling in love. So maybe I had it like most of the world had it up to my neck with that song.
Did anyone else have a movie they watched over and over as a kid? Like, because I remember one summer watching the Bottom live show, Aid Edmondson and Rick Mayall. Like, I reckon I watched it 3 times a day for an entire summer.
Wow.
When I was
I've never heard of that
nine.
Show.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Josh, what? Is this the a generational bottom? Thing that you and I grew up in the day before the internet when you had a VHS tape and you just wrote it?
Yeah, we had like 3 VHS tapes. It was the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Wow.
And then it was, I remember having Muppet Babies. A compilation of that.
I used to take stuff off the TV on VHS and then just rewatch it over and over again. I had the Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. You're skipping the ads and everything and you're just rewatching it to death.
Guys, my mum was a naturopath. We didn't have a TV. Okay. No. So this is actually quite triggering for me. So if we could move on from the nostalgia, please.
All right. Next question. Whose school went on an excursion to a salmon farm?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Fidge?
Yes, you are correct. It was.
Yeah, so I grew up in Canada and moved over here when I was 10. And we went to a salmon farm as let's learn about the life cycle, a fish situation. And they gave us a little video presentation of what it looks like when the fish spawn and blah, blah, blah. And it was around a big lake. And then the presenter grabbed a dead fish and gutted it right in front of us. And it was very unexpected, obviously. And then what she did was she got one of the organs and squished it and it spurted out and landed on a child. And then I immediately vomited. I just went, just it was just one of those. So much was happening.
That would have been the best endpoint had you actually drunk the fish spawn in Greece in the earlier fictional story.
That's the real it would have been the real life cycle, actually. Hey, yeah. Anyway, Canadian rules, I guess.
Our school once, it wasn't an excursion, but they brought in a sheep's stomach. And then, this is in primary school. So we're year 3, year 4. And then they sliced it open to show us what was in a sheep's stomach. And it was all green because they just eat grass. And it was so smelly. And I was like, I don't know what, because we weren't really learning biology or anything was that. I think just someone who was friends with the teacher, hey, I've just slaughtered a sheep. Do you want me to bring it? Yeah, bring in the stomach. We'll show the kids what's in the stomach.
I think the lesson was life's tough, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on board, kids.
I'm just picturing the stomach looking like a goon bag.
Yeah.
Like someone cutting up in a goon bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was it was almost like, because it had been on ice, so the green grass in the stomach looked a bit like a Slurpee, like a slushy.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, but still stunk. Also, I remember us learning about how bad smoking is, and the teacher getting in the office lady who smoked and just was like, she smokes.
Cutting her open.
And it was, like just pretty much berating this office lady who smokes. And it's going, it's disgusting. Yeah, she's the smoker. And any questions you want to ask her, kids?
That's great.
You can do whatever the fuck you want if you're a primary school teacher.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
totally. Yeah.
No rules. Cheap stomach, just roasting your colleagues.
Is that the same with naturopaths, Sam? Can they just do whatever the fuck they want?
I mean, look, this has been... I haven't enjoyed the tone about naturopaths on this podcast, to be honest. So you make all your little jokes, but from a holistic perspective, it's actually the healthiest way you can live your life. She's also not a naturopath anymore, right? She's moved into a different field, but just so you guys know.
Got out of the game.
She got out of the game because maybe it's all bullshit and doesn't work. Maybe.
Who here smoked from a bong for the first time recently and couldn't tell if they were high because they just laughed and ate twisties, which is what they do always anyway?
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy J.
Conchetta.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
I feel like I'm getting to know you really quickly.
That was so fast.
Yeah, I eat a lot of junk food and I'm very naive. So.
How was the bong?
Yeah.
Oh, it's that crazy, my brother. It was groovy, my man. It was mental. It was so, I literally didn't know how to do it. It was so difficult. Didn't know how to breathe. I was really frustrated. Like when I try something new and I don't get it right, I want to kill myself. So that was happening with the bong. And then I just like also was doing all my normal things. And they were like, you're high. And I'm like, no, I would eat twisties whether I was high or not if there was a bag here. That's not how you decide if I'm high.
See, I'm the same. I don't like smoking, Conchetta. Mm. And when I was in year 12, it was massive bong on city in Burnie. And I did it once and people laughed at me for the way I did it. And I've never done it since.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I think I would actually enjoy the feeling of being stoned.
Yes.
But
you can do that without a bong,
vape.
Guys.
Get a vape.
Yeah.
Get a vape.
Get some gummies.
Edibles. Just get some, 100%. Yeah. Get on the gummies.
Okay, we need to get together and we need to have a fun weed night with no bongs anywhere.
I had to play a drug dealer in a show for Nini Oyama's show, and I had never properly used a bong, but this is like only a couple of years ago, and I just got totally like bong shamed on set because everyone's like, gives it to me, and then like, ooh, I had a little go, and everyone's, and I just heard her go, oh, Sammy. like I'm past caring, but it's still a little bit of me hurt, you know? A little bit of me hurt that I couldn't do bong right.
Well, don't you think it's crazy because like, stoners like have like memory loss and they're kind of out of it, yet smoking a bong, and so you have to put your finger on the hole, light it, suck it at the same time, then let your finger, like it's a lot of technical legwork for people yes. that are kind of not with it.
Absolutely. It's like driving a manual car or something.
It's like giving a blowjob. It's not worth it. It's too much. There's too
much
many going
variables
on. Absolutely won't do either. Anymore.
Question four. Who put their name on their year 9 exam as goofball because they knew no one was going to check it?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
Sammy J.
You are correct, Conchetta. Yeah, it was.
Yes. Little pranky.
Oh, fun.
Because in the 90s, you had to, I don't think they do it anymore, but for exams like that, you'd have to cross out your name using a pencil so the computer could recognize it. You'd send it into the state government and it would. So I just crossed out goofball instead of Sam. And then my principal had to read out the awards. And he just read Goofball McMillan, and I was a hero for 2 days.
What award did you win?
Do comedy?
That was the start of everything.
That was it.
That was my Batman Begins moment.
What was the award for, Sammy?
Participation.
Ah, nice. They were giving them out back then. Okay.
Just handing them out.
Did anyone win awards for school, for academics? D is nodding.
Yeah.
Yes. Sam saying no. What did you win, D?
Oh, I was on an academic scholarship at high school.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, so I got to go to a Catholic girls' school and then with a bunch of bitches who would make fun of my mum's car because we didn't have a lot of money. I don't know why I'm laughing. Like, this is... Yeah. It was
that's
fucked.
Trauma. Yeah. You've got to laugh through
it. You've got to laugh through it, you know?
So that's why I was making jokes about the naturopath thing before. Exactly. You have to laugh through your trauma.
It's processing.
Because in year 12, I should have won the dance award.
Of course.
They had to...
According to
Who was the...
You should win the dance award now. You're great.
Thank you. But because they had to, like, almost guess who they thought would get the best results in the exam, they gave it to another person who obviously bombed the exam. And then when so I got the highest mark, but I didn't get the award.
Is this what they told you? Like, I think you
Why
should
were they
win.
Giving out the awards before?
I think they were like, it's all politics, Josh.
You
were the best.
About it.
We want to give it to you so bad.
My friend won the award, and then because we lived together for like 2 years, and I knew that she didn't get as high a mark as I did.
Can there be some revision? Can we go back and get that corrected on the record?
I want to go back to Helly College and get my 1998. TCE Dance Award from
Helly
College.
What did you dance to? Yeah. What song?
I danced to the song Crazy by Cordrazine. And I also danced to, it was by Drugstore, and it was called El President, which is a song that Tom York does the vocals for.
I mean, you're trying to dance to a Radiohead. What, the other person probably did Crazy in Love. Of course you didn't.
Does footage exist?
Of me dancing. Yes, there is.
I'd love to see it for
a Taz Dance show called Fish Fingers. And if you do love to see it, come to my festival show next year, Sam.
Are you going to put it? Awesome.
That's amazing.
I'm doing it. I was meant to do it in 2020, but it got cancelled. All right, next question. Who here was once mistaken for a postie?
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy J.
Sam Taunton.
You are correct. Another point there for Sammy J, yeah.
Guilty. I sit, I observe, and then I fucking destroy at the end of the podcast.
I was once again about to answer myself. I was like, I think it's Conchetta.
How do you get mistaken for a postie? Like, it's a very specific, like, someone need to have to verbalise that to your face in the moment.
Well, a man once, he pulled me over. He was driving his car and was like, "Are you the postman?" And I was like,
"What are you?"
Also,
postman
I was wearing. I remember I was wearing like Nike sneakers, and I had like a Kathmandu puffer jacket on. Like, I didn't even look like I used mail.
Yeah.
Used mail.
Were you holding a sack?
No. I know high viz. And he was just like, "Are you the postman?" I was like, "Nah, dude."
Ooh, that'll be the postman.
Whose house was that?
It's your neighbour, D.
That's just one of my
It's Vicky.
Mates.
She's like, Vicky. "Bitch, I heard.
I got
I'm
some doves
over.
For you." Oh, my God. Are you going to answer?
Do you need to answer or not?
No, it's just one of my many online purchases.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So online admirers.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question. Who here had to...
Guys, I think it's a
This has
murderer.
Become a true crime. Like, Diva, so you're dead. You're about to be dead.
Go answer.
But for all of us, this is thrilling.
Wait. All right. To the listener, she's run
up. This footage is going
to
be played for decades to come.
She's unlocking her door.
Oh, she's going to become a doll,
don't
I reckon.
What's she got? No, it's an online purchase. Maybe it's anthrax, at least.
It's a white package.
What is it?
All good?
Yes. Guys, what if... Imagine if I got murdered just then.
I know. I was saying. We were filming it, so we would have caught the murderer.
And then Sam Thornton would be like, "Fun fact, I saw D-Fidge get murdered."
Absolutely. And yes, it probably would have been a disrespectful eulogy, but I maintain it would have been good to know.
If it was Sam's mum murdering you, would have been one. Chef's
oh, yeah.
All right, next question. Who had to sneak out dead plants from their house, put it in their neighbour's green bin in case the person they live with found out?
Sam T.
Yes, Sam T.
Sammy J.
No, it was D. Point off, Sam T.
That was me. I lived with bombing. A fun florist, and I was too... proud to ask for advice on how to care for my plants. So I just murdered them and then snuck them out in the middle of the night instead.
Like a body bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in case she looked in our green bin and was like, "Where are all these dead plants coming from?" So I snuck across.
And then drive those dead plants.
Tula's house. Yeah.
Drive those dead plants on a rainy night with your windscreen wipers not working, just going in case anyone sees you.
Roll them up in a rug and chuck them off a bridge.
Ironically, burying those bodies would probably actually help them come back to life in that.
Yeah. Hey, who earlier this year saw a shit in a cafe as big as an eggplant?
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy J.
Conchetta.
Don't it you was, it was. Dare you, dog.
Conchetta, why did you shit in the cafe?
And why are you bragging about the size?
You know if I did a shit, I would be bragging about That's it. But true. It wasn't mine. It was insane. It was when I was in Melbourne for the comedy festival and I was at brunch and I went to go to the bathroom. I walked in. It was like I like fell back. I was like, it was the biggest turd I think on record. It was like, I was like, how did that come out of you? It was like the whole bowl. It was more turd than bowl and water. Whoa. And I went straight back to the table. I didn't even piss. I went straight back. I was like, Goldstein, Kappa, you've got to get in there. Ben Koshy, get in there. You've got to see the shit. And they were being so like coy about it. I would have said, go, all of you go rush and look, but they wanted to like wait. And then by the time Goldstein got there, it had been like flushed and broken down a little bit. And it wasn't what it, I should have taken a photo. I really regret it. I really regret it, and it would be my solo show, like title and theme, and yeah. I just think everyone would come from far and wide to talk about it.
I think one of them did it. That's my theory. If they were all like, "Oh, I don't want to look at that."
Nah, sounds stupid.
Sounds dumb.
It's a big mystery.
I gotta say, Conchetta, like, I'm gonna take this point. Don't get me wrong, but I thought it sounded like the shit was in like the middle of the cafe.
That's what I thought. I would have
gone to someone else, but I'm like I said, I'm not giving the point away. But
and sorry, did you think, Sammy, that I did the shit in the middle of the cafe?
No, I didn't think you did it. But I thought that you saw it and it was on the floor of a cafe. That's
how.
Like someone had done it under the table or something, and you're like, oh shit, there's a big shit down there, like that kind of. You have to get the waiter. You're like, I'm so sorry. I'll get tap water. Also, there's a shit under the table.
And they're like, sorry, it's cold. I forgot to warm it up.
Yeah.
Hey, next question. Who, while out of their mind on painkillers, sent a message to the actor Catherine Hahn saying, I'm in love with you?
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta.
I want it to be Fidge.
You are correct, Conchetta.
And it is.
Yes.
Yes, because I've been there, girly. Lauren, me, we all have a story of like messaging our idols. Me, Kim Kardashian, Lauren, Lena Dunham, when we're dry and we're just like, we love you, we admire you. And you know, and that's
I was
that's
like
how we...
fucked out of my head on Endone. And it wasn't even her though. It was a Catherine Hahn fan page who had
fan
like
account.
30 followers.
And she was like, that's why I
And
do
I was
it
like, I love you. And no response either, which was rude. But
that's
fine.
So rude.
It is what it is.
All right, now we are down to the tiebreaker question. So this is only between Dee and Conchetta, okay? And it's about the two Sams here.
Oh, right.
first one to buzz in and gets it right
I'm
wins.
So
okay,
I'm so sweaty.
Which of the two Sams went to a school dress-up day with their sibling where they played two characters romantically tied?
Dee.
Conchetta.
Yes, Conchetta. I heard Conchetta first.
Sammy J.
Conchetta. You are correct. It was Sammy J.
Oh, my God. I've never won this. It feels so good.
Congratulations, pussy ass.
Fuck shit, pussy
shit,
ass.
Shit, pussy ass.
Sammy, who did you play? Who were you?
Robin Hood and Maid Marian.
Nice.
Who were you?
I was like 9 years old.
Which they, you know. Yes, romantic and involved, but still strong enough characters on their own.
Strong enough characters, you know. In the end, I mean, you know, Maid Marian really kicked the ass of Alan Rickman as Sheriff of Nottingham in the seminal work Prince of Thieves. So I stand by the decision. I'd do it again.
Once when I was directing a play, I had a brother and sister both audition for the roles, and they're both very good, but the play was for the two people to be a couple. And I just... Couldn't bring myself to make them be a couple on stage.
Three,
at the end of the game.
Charitable of you.
I know. At the end of the game. So we know Conchetta won 8 points. Dee, second on 7 points. Sammy J on 6 points. And in fourth place on 1 point, Sam Torton. Well done, Sam. Yes.
Yeah. I could have done better in hindsight.
It's all good.
You know.
Now, Conchetta, because you win, you can promote whatever you want to promote first. Where can people find you?
I want to promote Sam Taunton because he needs it. So
what?
Everyone, let's go. He's lost. He's,
I'm
you know,
doing all right.
I've
just got an antenna. I stole something from JB Hi-Fi. Things have gone well for me.
No, I take it back. I absolutely will promote myself. All I have at the moment is just my podcast, Big Natural Talents, and obviously my sad Instagram handle, at Conchetta Worldwide.
Conchetta Worldwide. Excellent. Dee, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Figgled and Instagram at Fidge. And also, I want to promote a web series that's coming out next year that I've been working on with Nina Ayama and Vidya Rajan and a bunch of cool people. So that's called Monologue, and that'll be out next year.
Brilliant. Sammy J.
I'm on the old media of Facebook and also Twitter and Instagram under Sammy J, comedian or variations of that name.
Excellent. And Sam Tilton.
Firstly, I'd like to promote my mother's naturopath business. It's been, the slander has been her. No, she's out of the game. So not, no, for Instagram, and I have a podcast with Tom Cashman called The Good Stuff. And I write a newsletter if you want to sign up to it. It's, I think it's pretty funny.
Great. Excellent. And where do you sign up to it?
Oh, go to my Instagram or my website. Or also, I'm doing live shows next year, touring. So great. Come to those as well, please.
Hey, if you're at Adelaide, I'm coming over on December the 10th doing the stand-up at the Rhino. And then the next day on the 11th, I'm doing the podcast. So make sure you go to joshua.com.au to get tickets. Also, Brisbane, I'm coming up in May. And also, the postponed birthday show is happening December 17 here in Melbourne. I can only announce one guest so far, and that guest is Nina Ayama. So make sure, I think there might be, now that capacity's up, there might be 20-something tickets remaining because it was all sold out, but now we can fit a bit more in. So go to joshua.com.au for all the tickets. Thanks, everyone. You guys are the best. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.